Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
Make sure you listen at 1 o'clock today in an hour for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all the fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. We're perfect 2 for 2, are we not?
We are a perfect 2 for 2, and the station as a whole is 5 for 6.
Gwynn and Chris, man.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Their first one.
Ah, man. Didn't want it bad enough.
Nope, did not.
7 of the chat changed his logo from the Falcons logo to the Padres logo.
I think he has done.
Nice. Good for you. After the performance of the Falcons this year. Let's get a 3 for 3 today. Let's get a 3 for 3 today. That'd be nice on the biggest fan. Be sure to listen at 1 o'clock. Be sure to listen at 1 o'clock. 833-288-9973. 833-288-9973. A couple of different ways we could go with this. We're going to get... Let's get to the free agency stuff here. Seems fair. And then at 12:15, we'll talk about the aftermath of the Yu Darvish deal, which we've been putting off for 2 hours now. So let's talk about free agency. Let's try to stay on track. So what Tim Britton did of The Athletic, he is trying to find out what players are going to get on the open market. Poor Seven. Poor Falcons fans. Goes, welcome to the baseball offseason. Baseball is a business. You hear at various junctures of the season, but late July and winter are the two times that dynamic becomes explicit. Now, the time to talk about money. I love this time of year. I love talking about contracts. I love talking about the business side of sports. This is Tim Britton's fourth winter. He's projecting MLB free agent contracts for The Athletic. He's got a big Excel spreadsheet with a bunch of free agent and extension contracts in it, dating mostly to 2014, but with some landmark contracts from earlier, as well as players' performance in the years leading up to those contracts, as defined by Fangraph's wins above replacement. Whereas players get paid for home runs and saves in arbitration.
Nice.
Thank you. I've found F4 to be a solid, though not all-knowing, predictor of earnings in the open market.
If I may.
Yes.
Nerd!
You've been waiting all day to use that?
No, I heard Excel spreadsheet and knowing me.
And having being... contracts since 2014?
Yes.
And finding that F4 to be solid, although not knowing, predictor of earnings on the open market? When I use war in this story, it's referring to Fangraph's version of it. That's what F4 is. He plugs in impending free agents into the spreadsheet, finds players with similar production before they sign their deals, and work off those comps. Several points worth noting, as we mentioned in the last segment. Nerd.
Nerd!
I used to look at F4 and samples from each of the last five seasons. Now I concentrate heavily on the most recent season and the combined production over the past three for starting pitchers and position players. For relievers, I look at one and two-year samples. What happened 5 years ago isn't really relevant for such a volatile position. I found more of a recency bias in contracts here than elsewhere. He's used the U.S. Bureau of Labor Inflation Calculator to translate contracts into today's money. There remains a decent amount of subjective judgment that goes into creating the comparisons and factors beyond F4 play into that. Yada, 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 yada. He lays out everything that he does to make these predictions, if you will. You follow me so far? You following Tim Britton, who you call a nerd so far?
Sure.
Okay. There's a lot. He doesn't just wing it and be like, hey, Kyle Tucker, 10 years, 350. He's got a rhyme and reason for everything. Seems fair enough. If you want to check out this article, it's on the Athletic's page. And it is titled, not nerd, but what will Kyle Tucker, Bo Bichette, Dylan Cease, and other MLB free agents make this offseason?
It is entitled, I have way too much time on my hands.
You know what? These guys get paid to do this stuff. It's way too much time on their hands if they don't get paid to do this, Frank. Then it's like, all right, buddy, time to get a job. But this is his job, so good for him. What's that song by Doing This? The song Doing This by, oh my God, Luke Combs?
Sure.
If I wasn't doing this, I'd still be doing this. It's basically what Tim Britton would be doing, be writing up contracts for his spare time. It's weird when you do it in your spare time. It's work. It's cool when you do it for a job. Okay. I don't want to spend too much time on some of the big names, but like here's like an example before we talk about the Padres. Would you say that Kyle Tucker's most prominent player on the market?
Yes.
He's the guy. 29 years old. He'll be 29 in June of 2026. That's where all these ages come from. Here's the excerpt on Kyle Tucker. He kind of explains everything about it. Okay. Tucker stands to cash in thanks to two deals signed in the last 12 months. Juan Soto's $765 million contract with the Mets. Thanks, Frank, for your team for overspending on Juan Soto to make everything more expensive. Thank you.
No problem.
And Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s 14-year, $500 million contract extension with the Blue Jays. Let's look at how Tucker ranks with those two and some other big-name free agents of late. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, Kyle Tucker, Vlad Guerrero Jr. are the comparisons for these players for the Kyle Tucker situation when they signed. Judge signed in 2023 at age 31, Ohtani in 2024 at age 29, Soto at age 26 in 2025, Kyle Tucker is signing this year in 2026 at age 29, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. Signed at age 27 in 2025. He talks about F4 1, F4 3, the amount of years total, and the 2025 AAV of what was expected. The Guerrero deal is especially helpful as it removes a comparable bat from this winter's market and sets a very sturdy baseline for valuing Tucker. Given how his production compares to Guerrero's at the time of the extension, Tucker should be able to argue that $35.7 million average annual value is his floor, but how close can Tucker get to the $40 million-plus AAV of Soto, Judge, and Otani? And Guerrero's deal, you could see a kind of crude math. No, he's not Soto, but his production was about two-thirds of Soto's, and so the contract valued him at about two-thirds of Soto's deal. In Tucker's case, he's been about 75% as valuable as Soto in the 3 and 5 years leading up to free agency. 75% of Soto's $51 million AAV would be just over $38 million per season. Spread that through Tucker's age 40 season, the length of Soto and Guerrero each secured, and you get a 12-year, $460 million deal. Did that make sense to you? It makes sense to me. I get it. That's how he got to that point.
But I understand how he got to that point, but let's be honest here. Soto's not worth two-thirds of what Soto is making right now. So
no,
how are
he's
we
not.
Gonna...
But he set the market. This is why it's important to not overpay for these guys. That's like, it sets the market. It's like in real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
There's certain places that set the market, and when you overpay for said places, or you got flippers running in there and overpaying for things and then flipping the houses and doing a shoddy job, now all of a sudden a bunch of young people can't afford to buy houses. That's a different subject for a different day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that affecting me personally? It might.
I was going to say, yeah, that sounded like it hit a little too close to
home.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm going to buy this $100,000 over ask, and then I'm going to do bad, shoddy work, and then I'm going to resell it. It's not all flippers, but there's a handful of them out there. All right, so that's how he got to that point, right? So how they it's like F4 1, I don't know what the difference between F4 1 and F4 3 was, but it's like Aaron Judge had 11.5 F4 for that. Otani had an 8.9, 8.1, 4.5. 5.5. I don't understand the math on that particular deal. But 12 years, $460 million for Kyle Tucker. Yes or no? Not for the Padres, but in general.
No.
You're going to pay him $38.3 million a year? 12 years, $460 million? Do you think he gets that?
No.
I bet you somebody pays from that. What if the Dodgers went and paid him 12 years, $460 million, and then deferred half of it? That's not out of the realm of possibilities, by the way.
Why do you do these things? Why do you put that in the ether?
I'm just saying. If I'm not saying it, somebody else is.
Why do you put that out there? Why does anyone put that out there?
He goes on to explain all the different things for Bo Bichette, Framber Valdez. Like, Framber Valdez, his spring projection was 116 over 4, which would be 29 a year. He now has it at 196 over 7, $28 million a year. Framber Valdez is 32. He's the number one pitching number one arm on the market, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the names that people, like Padres fans, want to see them go out there and spend.
You're not going to, but anyway.
But you can't. 7 years for a 32-year-old? How does that make any sense for any of these players? It doesn't. Okay, we'll fast forward and get to the portion where it affects the Padres. Cody Bellinger's 30 years old. Somebody's like, oh, Padres should go sign Cody Bellinger. And play what position exactly? First? Be the first baseman, their power hitter. You got $182 million laying around over 7 years. He's 30 years old. What are the last 2 to 3 years of Cody Bellinger's career going to look like where you're going to pay him $26 million?
He's not the league MVP anymore.
No. They compared Cody Bellinger to 2 years of Justin Upton, Brandon Nimmo, and Sinsu Chu. Was like limping his way to the finish line.
Brandon Nimmo's not even a center fielder anymore. He's in left field.
He was when he signed.
They moved him very quickly to left field.
Yeah. This is where you're running into. Brandon Nimmo had a higher WAR than Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger is about to get paid because he spent a year in the bandbox that is known as Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason he is about to get paid is because he hit 40 home runs again because he played in a ballpark that's fences are 200 feet away.
Let's talk about Dylan Cease. We've already said, don't want to see Dylan Cease back for the amount of money that he's expected to get.
Thanks for the memories. Good last game. Appreciate you. Bye.
So Tim Britton did this at the beginning of the year, and he's doing it now at the end of the year. At the beginning of the year, he had Dylan Cease signing a six-year, $196 million contract. That'd be $32.6 million a season.
No.
Absolutely not. He's 30 years old. Here's what they did. The back of the baseball card numbers for Cease were subpar in 2025. An ERA above 4.5 for the second time in three seasons and his fewest innings since 2021. Cease's peripherals painted a rosier picture. His fielding independent pitching was right in line with where it's been since his first 162-game season in 2021. And his strikeout rate was a career best at 33.3%. He compared Dylan Cease to John Lester, who signed in 2015 at age 31, and John Lackey, who signed in 2010 at age 31. John Lester F4 1 was a 5.6 compared to the 3.4 of Cease and a 3.3 of Lackey. F4 3 was 11.6. Dylan Cease was higher at 11.7. John Lackey's was down to 9.6. Lester got a 6-year 155 deal, which would equate to a $35.9 million a year in 2025.
Was that his Boston deal or his Chicago deal?
Signing in 2015, that sounds like
that would have been Chicago deal.
Yeah. And we knew what John Lester, wait, got him a World Series.
Yeah.
And then was kind of there and then couldn't throw to first base. John Lackey got 5 years, $82 million, which in 2025's terms would equate to a $24.8 million a year. Here's what he had to say about that. The Lester comparison isn't crazy. Lester endured some prolonged rough stretches leading into his free agency, though he sequenced them better, entering the market off arguably his best season and 1 year removed from being a World Series hero. Cease won't get that number, at least not accounting for inflation, but he'll probably join a group of pitchers paid more for their stuff and peripherals than for ERA, a cohort headlined by Zach Wheeler. Cease offers an intriguing mix of potential thanks to two top five Cy Young finishers and durability. No one has made more starts than his 174 since 2020. In a market without a bona fide ace, that should work in his favor. Projection, $174 million over 6 years, $29 million a year.
No.
No, thank you.
No. God, no.
$30 million a year.
Is Cease eligible to be traded?
No, he's a free agent.
He's an unrestricted free agent.
$30 million a year for the next 6 years of Dylan Cease. At what point is that going to pay off for whatever team signs him? I mean, he has to be an all-star.
He has to be an ace.
He has to be their number one. He hasn't been anything close to that since becoming a Padre.
No.
No, thank you. That's what like these guys are getting on the market. I do want to talk about Alex Bregman, though. Alex Bregman was making $40 million last year. He had a three-year $40 million deal that he turned down. He also turned down a reported six-year $160 million deal with Detroit to sign a shorter-term deal in Boston, earning more than $32 million this past season and opting out to hit the market again ahead of his age 32 season. The bet on himself should pay off, is what it says. They compare Alex Bregman to Chris Bryant, Matt Chapman, and Rafael Devers. I think those are fair comparisons.
Yes.
Bryant got 30.2 a year in this day and age of money. Devers got 31.8 in this day and age of money. Matt Chapman got 25. Chapman got a 6-year deal, Bryant a 7-year deal, Devers a 10-year deal. They say the projection sits at 6 years, $171 million. He was expected to make $40 million next year, and he turns it down. And instead, he's going to get 3 extra years, but less money. He's going to get $28.5 million per season. Is it better to have the $40 million a year for 3 years, or is it better to have $28 per year for 6 years?
It depends on what you want. If he wants long-term security, like as far as I'm going to be playing for this franchise for 6, 7, 8 years, then yeah, him opting out was smart. But if
he's going to get less money.
If he's going after the money, he's an idiot.
If he's going after the money, he's an idiot. He just lost a lot of money. Even though the overall number is more, the value is not more because of inflation. Money is worth more today than it is tomorrow, and 40 a year for 3 years is a lot better than, you know. I'm sure if you calculate it, and if I spent the time to go in and calculate it, maybe it's a little bit better at 28.5 for the next 6 years. But the reality is, it's like, why would you turn down $40 million next year?
I mean, unless he really just hated Boston that much.
It
makes no other sense.
It could be possible.
It makes no sense. unless he hated Boston that much. I don't, and even that, like if I were a Boston Red Sox fan, I would be furious if they don't re-sign him, because you traded away your franchise, you aggravated and then traded away your franchise player for this guy, and he just up and leaves and you get nothing in return. I would be fuming if I were a Boston fan if they don't re-sign him.
The interesting one here is, and I want to get to Michael King, but I also want to get to Pete Alonso for a couple of reasons. One,
it's going to drive me nuts.
It's going to drive you nuts in a Mets fan. And two, Tim Britton covers the Mets on a daily basis.
Yes.
So he's been doing this for a long time. We're going to talk about what Pete Alonso is expected to get and why I think the Padres should sign Michael King tomorrow if this is the number that it's expected to be in Michael King's pocket.
Pay the light bill, too.
Yeah. These guys could definitely afford that, for sure. We'll talk about it when we come back. Brayton Soprano Show, San Diego Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I haven't seen Adam in a while.
No, seven.
Oh.
Guy's been a Birds fan the whole time. Says he's always had a Padres logo. Now all of a sudden the Falcons aren't doing bad. Hey, he's like Homer Simpson in the bush. He's got the Padres there. Gotta go in the crowd, come back out. Hey, I'm not a Falcons fan anymore.
What's going on?
Come on,
boy?
I ain't never had a Falcons logo as my deal. Nice. All right, let's talk about Pete Alonso for you. This affects a lot. I mean, people go like, we should bring in the polar bear. You sent that to me last night.
There were two different numbers, to be fair. But
so Tim Britton, who covers the Mets on a daily basis for The Athletic, he's the one that's putting out these projected contracts.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it the last couple of years. He's got his spreadsheets. That makes him a what, Frank?
Nerd!
Nerd. So here's what his thing said on Pete Alonso. Since I cover the Mets, I've been doing Alonso contract projections for years. Spring of 2022, he had Alonso making $160 million over 8 years.
God, you should have taken it then.
Yeah. 160 divided by 8. $20 million a year.
Should have taken it then.
Spring of 2023. Tim Britton's got him at 207 over 9. Probably even better.
Yeah.
Spring 2024. 190 over 7. Almost $30 million a year.
Yep.
Fall of 2024. 140 over 5. $28 million. It's gone up every single time.
Yeah, it has.
And of course, what did he sign for last winter? 2 years, 54, with an opt-out allowing him to hit the market again this winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like his former high school teammate, Tucker, Pete Alonso benefits from the massive deal Guerrero signed in the spring. Guerrero's extension revived a first base market that has been stagnant for a decade. However, Alonso will be 31 next year. Hasn't delivered the kind of peak near MVP performance Guerrero had before his extension, and still sits a rung below the production level of other first basemen who signed big-time contracts. Mm-hmm. They made the comparison for Pete Alonso with Vlad Prince Fielder in 2012 when he was 28. Chris Davis, remember that great contract?
Mm-hmm.
In 2016 when he was 30 years old. Freddie Freeman in 2022, his Dodger contract. Albert Pujols in 2012. And Mark Teixeira in 2009. Pete Alonso's numbers aren't even close to those guys, at least on the graphics. Mm-hmm. Teixeira got 8-180, Pujols 10-240, Freddie Freeman 6-162, Chris Davis 7-161, Fielder 9-214, Vlad Guerrero Jr. 14 over 500, 14 years, $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the case that Alonso is the high man in the next tier down rather than the low man in the top tier. Would you rather? I mean, I would compare him to Christian Walker, Mike Napoli, Carlos Santana, Josh Naylor instead.
No, I wouldn't.
You rather compare him to all these other players where he's not even close to their war?
I think Prince Fielder is an apt comparison because Prince Fielder was a power hitter only. Didn't really hit much for average and was a decent defensive player. That is what Pete Alonso is. Pete Alonso will never hit for average. He was doing that earlier this year, but then he stopped doing that for God only knows what reason. So I think the Prince Fielder comparison is an apt comparison.
He goes, that said, I do think war tends to underrate the value of a pure slugger with defensive limitations like Alonso, especially one as durable as he's been. I think he'll end up occupying the space between those tiers with a chance of getting $30 million per season on a shorter deal and an AAV just below it on a longer one, which is all to come around the same projection as last year. He's got him at 5 years, $140 million.
Steve Cohen, you got it. So you got it.
$28 million a year.
Cohen, you got to write that out. You have to write that.
That's the kind of money that, like, I told, like, when Padres fans, like, sign the polar bear. They ain't signing him for that.
Met fans will not be able to accept losing Jacob DeGrom and Pete Alonso so close to each other.
When they have Pete more Alonso, money than anybody else in Major League Baseball.
Pete Alonso is the David Wright of this generation. He is a career Met. He is, as the fans see him, he is the guy who is going to be the next. He's going to be a Met for his career. That is the guy. If he cannot come to an agreement with that, that's going to hurt the fan base a lot. That is going to hurt the Met fan base a lot.
Let's get to Michael King. Free agency is about timing, as laid out by Tim Britton. Had King been a free agent last winter, coming off of a seventh-place Cy Young finish in his first full year as a starter, he would have made nine figures. He pitched nearly as well in 2025, but only as half as often missing time with shoulder and knee ailments. An interesting comp for Michael King is CJ Wilson in 2012 at age 39. He signed a 5-year, $77.5 million deal.
At 39?
31, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, jeez.
31 in 2012. He had a 4.9 F-War and a 10.8 F-War 3. What is the difference? I got to figure out what the difference was on that. He would so CJ Wilson signed a 5-year, $77.5 million deal. $22.2 million a year per 2025 AAV. I would suspect the deal for King, this is what Tim Britton says, to be creatively structured, guaranteeing a good amount of money on the front end with an opt-out structure for the back end. Think a 3-year deal at $75 million with an opt-out after each season, 3 years, $75 million. If that is the case...
Same structure Bregman had. Just not the money.
It's 25. That's a structure that is like an AJ Preller structured sign. 3 years, $75 million. That's 25 a year. That's $3 more million than the qualifying offer. You might as well offer him the qualifying offer and then maybe sign him later. Too bad you don't get a draft. You don't get your own draft pick. You end up signing him after the qualifying offer. 3 years, $75 million for Michael King with opt-outs. I would totally do that.
I would, too. And again, as far as we know here in San Diego, this was the injury that kept him out the entirety of the year last year. Well, the vast majority of the year last year was a fluke injury. Slept wrong. Anyone could do that any given day. The knee inflammation... after not pitching all season, I think is a little bit more of a concern, but I don't think it's a reason to shy away from 3 years, $25 million. I don't think it's that big a concern. I think the bigger concern was the fact he only pitched one inning in the postseason. I think that was the biggest concern.
Now knowing what you know about Yu Darvish.
King should have started that game.
They went with Yu Darvish with a bad elbow. Over Michael King.
That's infuriating.
It makes it even more infuriating. Michael King looked pretty good when he went into pitch in that playoff game. Michael King, you're telling me Michael King was less ready to go as a starter in that game than a guy that needed to have his elbow fixed during the offseason? Michael King's not getting surgery, at least not that we know of. Maybe he's waiting to sign to be able to, you know, perform surgery or whatever, but... it makes it, with the news yesterday from Yu Darvish, it makes that entire game even more baffling in what they decided to do.
But again,
King wasn't going to start a bad... Yu Darvish started on a bad elbow. What's the difference?
Because
he's an impending free agent? I mean...
You're not... Right, but you're not asking Michael King to go out and throw seven innings.
What did Darvish throw, an inning?
I don't think he made it through. Oh, no, he made it through the first.
He didn't get tagged out in the second. I don't think he got an out in the second. Michael King did that later in the game. What does it matter? They probably pitched the same amount. They should have just had King start it. You go two innings. I mean, if you're only going to get an inning out of a guy in Yu Darvish whose elbow needed to get repaired during the offseason... Why didn't they start Michael King? It asks more questions.
Looking at the box score from Game 3, Yu Darvish went an inning plus, 4 hits, 2 runs.
So he had an inning and a
strikeout.
Third?
No, an inning plus. It's one inning on his
He went one inning.
Michael King, one inning and hit 3 punchies. No walks, and was taken out for Wandy Peralta.
Right. Max is saying King isn't going to risk his money to win a World Series, basically is what you're saying. So that means the guy's uncompetitive and doesn't want to play. I mean, that means he's Josh Hader. I mean, if we're at a point now where you cannot play players that are impending free agents, then what are we even doing? Seriously, what are we even doing?
Well, yeah, exactly. What's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point of having him on the roster?
Yeah, at that point in time, like, all free agents should just get cut before the playoffs. Like, well, I can't use this guy because he's got a contract he's got to get during the offseason. It makes no sense. And the more the information with you, Darvish, makes it even less sense now. 3 years, $75 million. I'd sign up for that right now. That's worth the. I mean, that's worth the price of admission.
And again,
this is what it's going to cost to get a starting pitcher on your team anyway.
And again, the point was that you're not asking King to go seven innings. You're asking him to go three, maybe four. The first sign of trouble, he's done. It's not a regular season start.
I would not do the same as a player.
No, I want the ring, bud.
I want to win. I'm a competitive person. I want to win everything.
I am
so overly competitive that people call me a bleep when I go out there and play softball because I want to win.
I mean, of course I want the bag, but...
They're all getting paid so much money,
exactly.
It doesn't even matter.
The bag doesn't matter
doesn't even
compared
matter.
To the ring.
It doesn't even matter.
I can't buy the ring.
And he still pitched the same amount as Darvish did anyway. So that the argument doesn't even make any sense. The Scherzer thing was 115 is what they said in this article. I would sign Michael King to a 3-year, $75 million deal with opt-outs. I think it's fine.
I would up it to 4 and 100.
With
maybe
opt-outs?
5 and 125. With, I would say, an opt-out after year 2 and year 4. Maybe an opt-out after year 3 if it's a 5-year.
I could do that. This is the going rate for pitching. Like, if the Padres can't afford this, they really can't afford to add to their roster anymore. The whole thing about the cheap deal, right? The going rate for players continues to go up. And if they've already spent the money on other players, I don't see their payroll ever going up. But if everything's going up, that means the revenues are going up. They should be able to spend more money to keep pace. Like they're not going to be able to not go over $200 million. What needs to change is like the luxury tax thresholds is what needs to change, or the fact that they need to put in a salary cap. But the reality is, like, the Padres have to spend money to keep up with everybody else. 3 years, $75 million. I'd do that, Michael King.
I would, for me, I would lock him up even longer than that. I would go 5, 125. It's the same $25 million a year, just longer.
The Ryan O'Hearn one is interesting, and we got to take a break. You compare this Ryan O'Hearn or Anthony Rizzo, 2022 Rizzo and 2023 Rizzo. This projection has him making way more money. 2 years, $36 million. 2 years, $36 million. I don't know if I'm paying Ryan O'Hearn $18 a year. Are you paying him $18 a year? I'm not paying him $18 a year. Absolutely not. No.
No.
No, I'm not. He's not going to have the same production in San Diego as he did in Baltimore, at least from a power number standpoint. It's going to be better than Luis Arraez, but $18 million a year for Ryan O'Hearn? Thanks, buddy, but no thanks.
If King accepts the qualifying offer, then...
He's on your team for $22 million.
Yeah, then you...
You got him on a one-year deal for $22
million. You got to deal with this next year, then.
Yeah, you got to do this again. Maybe he does... You know, maybe you get him to accept the qualifying offer. I doubt it. Nobody accepts qualifying offers.
R. Barker asking the real questions here. Can Ryan O'Hearn bunt?
I don't know. We haven't seen him do it too much.
Bunt.
Clay, you put in the opt-outs to make it more enticing for paying him less money. That's why you do the opt-outs. I mean, if you want a contract with no opt-outs, you're going to have to pay more. And if you can't afford to pay more, you have to sweeten the deal somehow. Like, I don't understand. Like, a lot of people, like the old guard doesn't understand that with some of these contracts that are handed out.
Which is fair because it's a newer thing.
You have to get creative to sign the guys that you want to sign. Like, everybody bitch, moan, and complain about the Xander Bogaerts contract, right? You gave him too many years. Why would you pay him until he's 40 years old? He was going to go somewhere else and get more money per year. They're trying to get the AAV down. So you're still paying him the same amount of money, and you have to pay a little bit more in California because of taxes. And so you have to pay him. You're still paying him the $240 million, whatever it is, but instead of it being spread over 6 years, where it dings you big for the AAV when you signed him, you pay him over 8 years. And so now all of a sudden it's spread it thinner so you can control your AAV.
Matt, we're not saying give Ryan O'Hearn a qualifying offer. He would accept it. They wouldn't give him a qualifying offer anyway. The qualifying offer we're saying with Michael King, not with O'Hearn.
The Padres can't afford to just give out traditional contracts. They have to get creatives. That's why you do opt-outs. That's why you do, you know, you haven't seen a lot of deferred money because you got to convince a player to get paid less and get paid what's worth less because money's more valuable now than it is in the future. But this is like what you have to do to get these contracts to work. That's why you gave Manny Machado an opt-out after year five. Mm-hmm. This is how you get these players to play for you. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to compete. I think the Padres have done a great job being creative as much as they can to try to get some of these players. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. They love the business side of baseball. We'll discuss more about this when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97 through the Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 97throughthefanst.com. And give today. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Soprenant. This is the Braden Soprenant Show, live and local, each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Talk a lot about these contracts. Computer just doesn't want to cooperate. All right. Here's what we were talking about during the break. And Clay kind of sparked it. And I think people need to understand a little bit with every organization has to get creative in ways to get good players on their team. And I think AJ Preller has done a great job of doing that as the general manager of the San Diego Padres. I use to me, I use like Xander Bogaerts as an example. Okay? We're not saying that the Padres didn't overpay for Xander Bogaerts. But what I'm saying is, you can use whatever name you want. That is the type of contract you have to hand out in order to get Xander Bogaerts or one of those players to sign in San Diego. You either want those players or you don't. Right? Everybody wants good players, right, Frank? Everybody wants good players.
Yeah, you would. Well, almost everyone.
Except for the Pirates.
There are the Pirates
and the A's.
Rockies of the world. Well, like, no, the A's too, because now they have a new stadium they need to
fill. Oh, yeah, they got it. Yeah, exactly.
Las Vegas, so they do now.
In order for the Padres and their organization to get good players, and at the time, like Maxwell's put us in the chat, all these names that, you know, the contracts didn't work out. At the time, everybody was fired up to get those players on their team. The Padres can't pay market value for a lot of these players. They have to sweeten the pot. They have to make the deal more enticing, especially on the early on days, to try to get a guy like Manny Machado to play for their team. And how do you do that? You have to sweeten the deal with certain things. So Manny Machado got the opt-out in the middle of his 10-year, $300 million contract, which he used, and then he got even more money and a longer deal. That's what you needed to do to get Manny Machado to be a San Diego Padre. It wasn't like, hey, look, we're going to have brown and gold uniforms coming up, and I know we've never proven it before, but I'm telling you right now, we're going to be good. We just need to get you to be on board. That's how you get a guy like Manny Machado on the team. You might have to overpay. Now, the White Sox are willing to pay XYZ, but as you know, it for the player, there's a number for each team he is willing to get in order to play for certain teams. And some organizations have to overpay to get players on their team. I go back to the Bogaerts contract. Bogaerts got a contract in which they were going to pay, the Padres are going to pay him until he's 40-something years old, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember when they signed that contract, it was, all right, 11 years, $280 million. They're going to pay him until he's 40-something years old. That seems like a lot. And, you know, people now would be like, well, that's not worth it for a guy like Xander. The question is, it's not Xander Bogaerts. It's good players. Do you want a good player on your team or not? That's what you have to do to get a good player on your team. That's what you have to do to get a good player on your team. You have to overpay for a guy like Xander, and if you're going to give him $280 million, that's probably the number he wanted in order to make it worthwhile on an AAV. You take that $280 million and you spread it out over more years than probably you wanted to give him. And your risk is he's going to, in his prime years, get us a World Series, and then it doesn't really matter that we're paying him $25 million when he's 40-something years old. That is what the Padres had to do to get a guy like Xander Bogaerts. And this is the case for a lot of these players. You want to get a Yu Darvish on your team. I mean, this is what you have to do to get a Yu Darvish on your team. Now, the Yu Darvish thing was a little different. And here's the other thing, too. I think Peter Seidler was giving away, I mean, some of the contracts that some of these guys have gotten were just like paying Jake Cronenworth was a gigantic waste of time. It didn't make any sense when it happened. Giving Yu Darvish a contract extension didn't make a lot of sense when it happened. Those are the two to me that are the biggest red flags. The Xander Bogaerts contract wasn't. Signing like a shortstop didn't make a whole lot of sense. But if you're going to go get a good player, which is what you want, this is what you have to do to get good players on the Padres. That's not what everybody else has to do. That's not what everybody else has to do. I bet you in this year's offseason, if the money is coming down to two organizations and everything's the same and it's the Dodgers for somebody else, that player is going to pick the Dodgers. They're going to do it because it's going to be a team loaded with talent that can win a World Series. And so what do you do if you're a team like anybody else in Major League Baseball? All of a sudden now you have to overpay for said player. But that's what you have to do to get these players. This is why you have opt-outs in contracts. This is why you have no trade clauses. You have to sweeten the deal somehow in order to make your offer competitive.
You look at all these other contracts that certain teams hand out, and you're like, oh, man, the Padres could have done that. You don't know that. Maybe they would have had to pay more. You have to make the deal enticing enough and attractive enough to get the player to sign with San Diego. And I think sometimes us as fans are like, why wouldn't anybody want to play here? We're the Padres. This is great. They have their own reasons for things. You want good players, you're going to have to put in the... This is the type of deal that you have to do in order to make the roster work, in order to make the money work, and in order to make your offer attractive for players in free agency. I mean, I've argued this so many times. This is what you need to do. You want a player like Xander Bogaerts, you're going to have to give him $280 million over 11 years. That's what makes it work, not only for the team, but also for Xander Bogaerts to be like, okay, cool, that's enough money for me to leave Boston. That's what it is. So that's one way to do it. Now, the other thing, too, is somebody saying, like, Padres need to draft and develop better. They've drafted and developed. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's, like, how many times did you watch a playoff game and you're like, that's a Padres farmhand. That's a Padres farmhand. That's a Padres farmhand. That's a Padres farmhand. I would even argue that the Padres have done a better job drafting and developing the Dodgers. How many times have the Dodgers traded away all these farm pieces that have turned into studs? Does anybody remember any player in the Mookie Betts deal? Does anybody? Frank, do you know have any idea who was in the Mookie Betts deal? What was the big get that the Red Sox got in the Mookie Betts deal?
Somebody who's never been in my kitchen.
True. You don't remember.
That was
right?
A loud silence.
Jeter Downs. How's he doing for the Red Sox? I would argue the Padres have done a good job drafting and developing. But you know what? Those don't fill the seats, do they? Those don't fill the seats, do they? The young players. Maybe for the diehards, but they don't fill the seats. 833-288-973, 833-288-973, final hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel
warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.